Texas Governor Rick Perry's entry into the GOP presidential race started us thinking, and not altogether seriously. First, Governor Perry struck several non-Texans on our staff as sounding a lot like his predecessor in Austin, George W. Bush.
I'm a Texan, I'm proud of it. But first and foremost, I'm an incredibly proud American.
That's Governor Perry. Second, any candidate who has declared state days of prayer for rain and who's been known to pack a laser-sighted pistol while jogging is going to be grist for comic impersonators. George W. Bush certainly was.
Somebody made little bumper stickers in Washington that say, Duck, Duck, Goose, Cheney's loose. it's just a little joke we have inside the belt loop.
That's not President Bush. That is impersonator John Morgan of Orlando, Florida. He's been doing his vocal and physical version of our 43rd president ever since 2003. And Mr. Morgan, do I have it right that you're still getting work as George W. Bush?
Yes, my calendar's never been more bushified.
Well, here's the question. Is Rick Perry, who is seeking the Republican nomination and who is governor of Texas, someone you could imagine transitioning into?
Well, you know, I was laying in bed the other night, awake, and saying my prayers, and I kind of said, Lord, is there anything you want to tell me before I drift off? And this thought came to my mind, RickPerryImpersonator.com.
Now, how similar are George W. Bush and Rick Perry?
Well, honestly, I think I'll have to study hard to find the differences.
They're that close.
Well, if you live there, you'd think, these two guys aren't anything alike. What are you talking about? Because you don't hear the accent.
Yeah.
But to the rest of us Americans, gosh, they're like two peas in a pod.
Have you been studying up on Rick Perry at all, trying to think about how you would do this if you did it?
Well, yes. I actually put a life-size picture of Rick Perry's face in the mirror. And I want to use the word contort, but I guess adjust is a more pleasant word, my own facial muscles so that it conforms to Rick Perry instead of George W.
Now, I should say here that on the subject of Governor Rick Perry of Texas, at this point in the nominating season, for all we know, come the spring, he'll be as significant a presidential figure as Senator Fred Thompson was at that time 4 years ago. Looking at the field, if you might have a future to go elsewhere, can you imagine, say, doing a Mitt Romney?
No. I actually had a prosthetic mask made of myself cast in the likeness of John McCain, just in case he won the election last year.
And had you developed a whole vocal John McCain as well?
I had worked on it some. But it kept sounding like George W. Bush.
It comes out as George W. Bush, no matter what you do. John Morgan, thank you very much for sharing it with us.
You're very welcome.
That's John Morgan of Orlando, Florida, who has been doing his George W. Bush impression for 8 years and is considering a transition to becoming a Rick Perry.